The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
And here we go. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Okay, here we are.
The Blitz is on!
Yeah, finally. Did I miss the beginning
Mother
part?
Mother truckers?
I guess I missed the beginning part trying to get set up here.
Yeah, I was trying to get the audio and I wasn't even looking up.
Well, that's my fault. I was behind because they brought somebody in to meet us here right before the show. So that's kind of on me. All right, so the Blitz is on for Tuesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Jong Lee, the bleeping master. If you want to get in today, hey, we're in studio. We can actually take some calls. 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jong's, at my name Jong.
No.
Almost did it. Almost did it. Wasn't paying attention. At my name Jong, at Degenerates 975. You can, of course, text the show. You know the number for that. Happy Election Day. Hope everybody's having a great, great day. And I hope you got out and voted.
I did.
Did you?
I did. And it was so easy. Did you have to wait a long line?
Oh, God, yeah. My line was, well, it was an hour-long line. I don't know how many things you guys had on the ballot. We had 94.
I had, it was maybe 60 or 70. Yeah.
So
not as many as you.
94 and about an hour long wait. And listen, I understand why some people don't want to vote or why some people just vote straight ticket, because it is a pain in the ass to go and research every one of those judges. It took me about 4 hours last night to finalize everything I was going to do.
Like, I don't understand the voting for judges thing. Like,
I'm not a fan of that, man.
So here's what I did. And this is, it's ironic because as soon as we got out of the voting booth, I told my wife. She was like, you were done fast. And I was like, yeah, because once I got to the judges, I didn't vote for any of them. I didn't choose because I don't know. I don't know what makes it. I just feel like I want a judge who's going to be like fair and honest.
Right.
And I don't know enough about, like, it's not like you can go through and, I mean, I guess you probably could find all their rulings on different things, but.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
It's the dumbest thing. The only judge I voted against was Ed Emmett.
You know what?
I'll grudge him forever for this Astrodome thing he bamboozled us on.
I'm still ticked at him over that, but I have to admit, you look at the rest of his record, it's pretty good.
Well, I don't care about that. He put his name on something that I'm against.
But this, I'm against that too, and I don't like the way that was done. I thought it was chicken bleep, but I also I looked at the total things that he's done, and I still think he's done a pretty good job other than that, which is one of those things. I'm not going to agree with these guys 100%. And when they pick something that really pisses me off, then, you know, they've got further to come back from.
Right.
But I'm not going to get into who I voted for or any of that stuff because it really doesn't matter. I did tweet out, for those of you who need some, who would like some information on the judges, I tweeted out the ABC 13 guide, mm-hmm. which is on Sports Map. I tweeted out the thing I wrote last week about the one thing that I have been on record as saying I'm voting for, which is Prop B in Houston. And then it also has the League of Women Lawyers puts together a really nice thing. They don't tell you who to vote for. It's a nonpartisan guide. They actually go through and ask all these people questions. They tell you everything about them, and they let the candidates answer questions, and then you can make your own decision. So if you want something like that for research purposes, it is on my Twitter. And, you know, I'm just trying to make it easy on people because the reality is it isn't easy. And I was really proud that when we went this morning, how many young people I saw at the polls, how many I live in an area where there's a lot of young people live, so it makes sense. But, man, the line was out the door. And, the reason it took so long is people were actually going through and voting on things and not just voting straight ticket, which I'm not a fan of. And I think in the end, usually I wind up about 70-30 Republicans on my thing. I think this year is probably 60-35 and one Libertarian.
I voted for any time there was a Libertarian available, I voted for him except for two races. And they were there. It was more of a, listen, I don't ever want to tell anyone they're throwing away their vote. And I don't think a Libertarian vote is throwing it away by any means. But
I just wish the Libertarian Party in the state wasn't so bad bleep. I mean,
I wish there was more money behind them. And
yeah,
like some,
I did
vote for as many Libertarians as I could. Like I said, I abstained from voting for those judges because I don't know enough about them.
And you know what? I understand that. But those are the ones that take the most work. And yeah.
Well, guess what I got when I on the way home, I picked up my mail.
Yeah.
And there was a packet in there that said, don't vote for judges blindly. And I was like, oh. And my wife was like, you should have read this. of course, we just got it. And I said, yeah, I'm the one who didn't vote for them blindly. Yeah.
I think that's the right thing to do if you don't know anything about them.
Right.
And I've talked to a couple people who said, I'm just not voting for the judges. And I don't blame you, man. That's a lot of freaking work, especially. It's a 94 ballot issues. 94.
It's a lot.
I'm sure everybody's got at least 60 like you guys have. But
how long did you wait in line?
About an hour.
You want to know how long I waited in line?
No.
0 hours. No, 0 minutes. I walked in. I gave them my ID. They had some kerfuffle because my voter registration says Arthur Joe.
Oh,
and my driver's license says Arthur J. And they were like, And I was like, are you kidding me? Address matches, right?
Yeah, I had to fill out a new address thing for some reason. They just said, you got to go over there and fill this out. I'm like, what the hell? I've been here 2 years, and I'm in the exact same district I was in before. And so I had to do that. But otherwise, the other thing that kind of irritated me a little bit was, I wanted my sticker. Well, there were so many people there.
They ran out?
They had some out on a table, and they ran out. But then they had some others back. Like when you go in and you have to sign up, and they were just sitting back there and there were people in the way. So when I finished, I basically crawled over the table and got one.
Yeah, that sticker mattered a lot to you.
It did. I wanted that damn sticker. I wanted people to know that I actually went out and did my thing.
Well, I guess if I waited in line for an hour, I'd want people to know.
Well,
too.
Yeah, at that point. You've been in line that long, dude? But but no, it's although I have to say, getting a little irritated by all the texts I'm getting from people. Who is Indivisible? Hi, Fred. This is Stephanie volunteering with Indivisible. Today's the day. The polls are open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. across Texas. Let me know if you need help finding your polling place. Can we count on you to get out and vote? Like, what, again?
That's so great, too. How far is your polling place from your house?
Oh, not even 4 minutes.
So mine is, there's like a, my little community has an event center at the end of the road.
Yeah.
It's there.
That's awesome.
I mean, literally walk there.
This was in, and you know what's funny is I could have walked. I didn't even know this place was there, and I've probably driven by it 1,000 times. But it's a high school for like law enforcement and first responders. that's down there, off right off of Scott and 45, basically. And I've never noticed it was there. It's a nice building, and it was a good setup. I mean, I knew the line was going to be long because the wife wanted to get there early, and I'm like, dude, wait till after 10 o'clock because that's when I always go. And there's you've beaten the morning crowd, and or you're after the morning crowd, you've beaten the lunch crowd. She's like, no, I want to go. I want to make sure I get. I'm like, fine. So we wound up going at like 8:30.
Okay.
And the line was pretty long. And of course, by the time we got done at 10 o'clock, the line was much shorter. It would have been a lot quicker. But it was kind of cool. I did had a couple people come up and thank me for supporting Prop B, which was really cool. That made me feel good. And, you know, it's funny because sometimes people recognize you. And you can tell they recognize you and they want to say something, but they're either too nervous or they're not sure.
I appreciate that. I had a bunch of those. Yeah, appreciate that.
But yeah, so the thing is, if you haven't voted yet, you have until 7 o'clock to get in line. As long as you're in line at 7 o'clock, then you'll be able to get your votes in. And if you want some, like I said, some resources on those judges, I've tweeted them out. So you can't take your phone in there with you. But, you know.
When we pulled in, there was a man standing in the parking lot. And I was like, oh, no. And he was right at the line because they have a sign that says, what is it, like 1,000 feet or
100 feet.
100 feet. Okay.
Yeah.
And he's like right behind this line. And he's just standing in the parking lot. And we pull into the parking spot that is my wife is driving. Her side, where she has to get out, is on the right side of this, or on the bad side of the sign, like the you can jack with me side, and mine's on the you can't jack with me side. So we get out of the car, and it turns out this guy is he's running for Texas Senate. He's a Libertarian candidate for Texas Senate, District 7. And the nicest guy, and he said, tell me some issues that are important to you. And obviously not he's not, these aren't the kind of people who deal with Roe v. Wade and stuff like that. We were property taxes, things like that, a Texas senator can impact. And he made his pitch to us and we told him that we both typically vote Libertarian anyway, which I think made him maybe a little more friendly. But I thought it was amazing that this dude, and this was a pretty major race.
Yeah.
And he was just there in the parking lot by himself, no crew. He's handing out cards and putting in the groundwork. And he's like, I had no advertising budget.
There's a lot of people you could say that about. Frankly, I looked at a lot of the races that the person running against Greg Abbott.
Spent almost no money.
Yeah. And I mean, I don't think they had any chance to beat Abbott anyway, but I mean, I knew very little about her and had to read up on her. And it's like, well, it'd been nice to have seen something on her. But, John, how was your experience?
Oh, I did early voting last week.
Oh, okay.
So I waited in line for maybe 15 minutes.
Well, see, and people said, well, you should do the early voting. The problem with that is I can't research 94 races that fast. I need to get all the resources I can, and there's no way I was going to be able to vote until today.
It's easier for me to vote the day of. Like I said, there was nobody there. So
I was willing to wait in line. It's not that big a deal, but I wanted to go in with proper research done as opposed to, I just want to vote early because it'll get me in and out faster. I wasn't really worried about that. I wanted every single race that I was going to vote on, I wanted to have at least an educated opinion on.
Almost every decision I made today was less of a vote for someone and more of a vote against someone. Is that wrong?
No, because I'll be honest, I would say probably 20% of the races, I don't like either candidate. I'm not crazy about the whole Senate race. I don't like either guy. I'm not going to lie. I'm not a fan of either one of them. And stuff like that, I feel like when you're having to vote between the lesser of two evils, which is what I felt like we had in the presidential race.
Right.
Then I'm never going to feel good about that vote.
That's why you vote Libertarian, Fred.
Well, I there were Libertarians on my ballot. Okay. There were a couple of guys that I liked, and I think I wish that party would, do a little better here. 409 asked, they let the Canadian vote. Hey, she's a U.S. citizen now.
Yeah, she's locked in.
Yeah, she's got dual citizenship. This is the first time she was actually able to vote in one of our elections.
She's a bad hombre. She crossed that border in a caravan.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
7,000 strong.
832 says you have 3 months before to research election data. No, you don't, because the stuff that I wait for people to write and do, I don't get until the week before. And yeah, you can research some of it, but I can't do it before then.
I mean, it's easy to have your mind made up on Beto, Ted Cruz,
well,
3 months
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, those kind of things. But when we're talking about a family court judge, position 7.
Right.
That's not something you can just go and say, oh, all right, my mind's made up on this. If it is, then you're not doing, then don't vote on it, because you're not really doing anybody any favors with that. And, you know, I get it. But for me, it's impossible to do this and have all the resources that I need to make educated decisions before Election Day.
Right.
So sorry if that offends you, but I don't care. I do care about Lions Poker Palace.
I do too.
And in fact, Thursday's my day. I'm going to go play Thursday. And they've got tournaments all the time. And my favorite one, they have the noon tournament Monday through Friday, $100. And basically $1,000 guarantee. It's a sit and go. Love that. Tonight, they got the 80 plus 20 plus 25 bounty, $3,000 guaranteed. On weekends, they guarantee $30,000 in tournaments. So if you're a tournament player, they got you covered. If you're a cash game player, the cash games are thick, man. They're fun. And if you want to get there early, first 10 players for cash get $50 in free time and free lunch, and they got great food. And if you mention ESPN, you get 3 hours of free play.
Yeah, and for 3 hours there, that could be a good time, my friends. They've got great food, TVs all over the place, BYOB in case you happen to get thirsty while you're there. It's just a top-notch experience, guys. It feels like a Vegas poker room, not a crappy Vegas. It's not like Treasure Island. I mean, we're talking about like a very nice Vegas environment, and they do it the right way. Go by and see them. I say this every time. I can tell you about this place till my face turns blue, but until you see it for yourself, I don't think you'll appreciate it. Follow them on Facebook for information on all the tournaments, and stop by and see it for yourself. 6134 Richmond Avenue in Houston. That's 6134 Richmond Avenue for Lions Poker Palace.
This is ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Happy Tuesday. A32 says, it has to be a Tuesday where texts are telling you how you're supposed to vote. Yeah, I love how people are being critical of me for doing research and waiting until the end.
Yeah, how dare you?
Yeah.
You big dummy.
Yep. One thing, though, that I admit concerns me. And I'm curious.
Gay frogs.
Huh?
Gay frogs.
Frogs are gay! Yeah, well.
Terrifying.
That is terrifying. And the one thing that I'm not really happy about was once you push the cast ballot button, you know, it shows all the stuff on the screen that you're voting for.
Yep.
And then once you push the button, that disappears and it just says your vote's been recorded.
Right.
There's no way to know if they actually. No. Vote your votes that you did were recorded that way.
There's no way.
I think, and you know what?
We've got old ass machines where do you still have to turn the dial?
Yes, yes.
We got to be past that, right?
We got. You know what? We should be past that, and we should get a printout of everything we voted for that we can take with us, so that we know our vote was actually, because my vote could be anything now. If somebody hacks that, which doesn't look like it would take that much, you could get anybody elected. So that concerns me a little bit, but. Other than that, I got my sticker. That's all I care about. 713-78
And, of course, I get the tweets, which this happens every time. Libertarian wasted vote. Okay, that's cool.
It's your vote to waste.
The great thing about me, and I've voted Libertarian the last two presidential elections.
Yeah, you've been pretty consistent about that.
And the great thing about it is even though everybody tells me I wasted my vote, I sleep really well at night. Knowing that I didn't vote someone that I don't believe is right for the job into office. And to me, that means a lot.
Well, the reality is there are people that you're going to have to vote for that it's exactly that. You've got two bad choices, and you know it's which one's the least bad.
I think the one that you're, I prefer a candidate much more than the other, the one you were talking about. I feel like it's. I can't even. I don't know what that one person would have to do to put him on the other's level, in my eyes.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's you're not always going to think nobody's going to be the perfect candidate.
No, no, and nor should they be.
But I
because
always
if you agree 100% with one of these guys, you're not really. Not, then they don't exist. The person that you agree with 100% with in politics does not exist.
They don't. But the person who. Typically, the party whose beliefs align up with mine are libertarians, and I want to vote for people who believe in the same things that I do. That's what I want. Well, and that's what everybody wants.
Well, it should be, and what you should do, and I mean, again, I think you should vote for the person who represents your values, and you think will best represent your community.
Did you use that? That what's that site called where you type in your stance on all the views and they
I did not because you know I'm kind of all over the place with the things I believe in.
Right. Well, it'll like what that site does. I forget what it's called. I was on it today though. But it basically it asks you it shows all the issues and you rate how important where you side on it and how important is it to you.
Yeah.
And you know, it's not exact science, but it'll match you up with your candidates, and it'll give you like the your percentage of match with those people. So I think iSideWith.com it's called.
Okay, that sounds like a good resource for people.
Yeah.
So
if you want to know like who votes the way that you believe, that's a good place to do it. And I end up getting like 88% matches with libertarian candidates. So
shocker.
I think the 12% comes from most libertarians believe that the government shouldn't be able to tell you to vaccinate your kids. And I believe that you absolutely should have to vaccinate your kids because I believe polio is a real thing that we got rid of and I don't want it to come back.
Dysentery.
Yeah. I don't like those things.
Steven, the weather guy says, I'm trying to imagine a Canadian caravan. It's like, oh, geez, we got hockey sticks, eh?
Hey, you hosers, pick it up.
We're coming to America. Oh. Sean said, obviously, my wife came here to steal our health care. Boy, don't get her started on that. That is not a conversation you want to have with her because she swears by the Canadian system. And there's no way we could do that here, so it's kind of pointless because there's too much. The insurance companies, too many people have pensions invested in them and stuff. There's no way you could get rid of them. So you'll never have the kind of health care they have up there. But, she swears by it. She's had nothing but good experiences there. Nick says, I agree the machines are antiquated, but hacking would be a chore. They're not hooked to the internet, and the computers used to program them are not either. Well, I think the one thing that I was really happy to see that so many people were taking this serious.
Yeah.
So,
and you know what I always say, like it always feels better when there's a good turnout, and I think they got a good turnout here.
Well, so I 713. I thought you were being a smart ass. Actually, he says glad you guys are talking politics on a sports show. Really, not being a smart ass. Good to see our democracy takes priority over the Cowboys getting Vrabeled last night.
Yeah, I don't care about that.
Yeah, that game sucked, and there's. I mean, sure.
I see you've got duct tape on your shoes today.
Okay. On one shoe.
Okay,
I
one
still
shoe.
Have the Saints from yesterday, so you can
That's
both
true.
Check it. So it's one shoe has the duct tape. But, I'm saving that for RJ. But, that game was crappy. And you know what? I'm going to be like everybody else. When I get home tonight, I'm imagining you're going to be watching college basketball because you've got college basketball.
It's about to be coming
There's
up.
A couple of pretty good games.
Yeah, not all the games count yet, but it's getting there.
Okay. So, like, Duke, Kentucky doesn't count?
No, that counts.
Okay. All right. I want to watch that. But I'll probably be watching the election results all night and just kind of seeing what the people had to say. All right. Tell them about the Rockets.
Yeah, guys. They do this every year. They have the Rockets run, and it's a great event. It's the best event.
Yeah, I haven't
I haven't decided yet, but I think I might be doing it.
Have you done it before?
Yeah, I've done it almost every year. I think I've missed one in the last 4 years.
Okay.
So I just have to see how Friday night goes before I decide to do it.
That's absolutely fair, I would say. But the 12th annual Rockets Run presented by Children's Memorial Hermann this Saturday at Toyota Center. And your race registration includes one ticket to a future Rockets game, a T-shirt, and post-race party, plus and more. There's a bunch of stuff going on with this thing. You can choose from the 5K fun run, the 2K walk, or the kids 1K event. Finish line, center court at Toyota Center. Visit rockets.com/rocketsrun and register today. That's rockets.com/rocketsrun to register for the 17th annual Rockets Run.
Stream us on your car Bluetooth with the ESPN 97.5 app.
You must do it.
Brought to you by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Mmm, steaks and Bluetooth. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. And I just point out that we're always going to talk about, you know, it's a sports show, but it's not really. It never has been.
Just it's a life show.
It's about whatever we think you guys are going to be interested in, and I do think it's important that you're interested in the election, no matter which side you're on, who you're voting for. This is a day where you can make a difference, and it's important. I think that, you know, this is where we have the right to bitch about stuff.
Yeah.
If our guy doesn't win, we can bitch. I heard Barry talking about, you know, he was basically buying the George Carlin thing. It's like, well, if I don't vote, then it's not my fault. You know, I can complain. No, you can complain if you vote for somebody else that loses and the winner turns out to be a dickweed. Then you can complain all you want. Say, I didn't vote for him. But, you know, I think this election is important, especially in the city of Houston. I know we have a lot of listeners who can't vote for Prop B. Which is disappointing, but for those who can, I mean, that's the one thing that I, you know, have been consistent about. And I don't do a lot of endorsements of candidates and stuff like that. I think maybe two times in my radio career I've done this. I
don't ever endorse anybody.
No, I
might tell you who I voted for. I don't endorse anybody.
If something means enough to me, I will.
Right.
And like, I think when Kim Ogg was running for DA, I came out on her side because I liked a lot of her ideas, including decriminalizing marijuana, which guess who's in favor of? This guy. But the Prop B thing to me is important because I
firefighters hate legalized marijuana. Mm. All these dudes falling asleep with weed in their hands. It's lighting up fire. that they're not getting paid enough to put out.
No, that they're definitely not getting paid enough to put out. But 4-9 says he was in and out in about a segment. Only 33 items to vote on, and 10 to 12 are uncontested.
There you go.
Yeah, that's good. I'm curious if anybody had more than 94. I kind of feel like the city of Houston is the winner here.
Oh, I'm sure.
With 94.
Although I saw Baytown had a lot. They had a lot of props. They had like, I don't know, double digits in props.
I bet you they didn't have all the same judges, though.
Probably not.
That's the thing.
There was a bleep ton of judges for me, and I didn't do any of them.
Yeah, you know, there's like, well, yeah, I think not voting in those races is better than just guessing.
Yeah.
So, but the reality is, too, and believe me, I understand a lot of positions on things that people have, and if you're a member of the Republican Party or the Democratic Party in the city, then. Yeah, I can see you wanting to vote straight ticket because you're trying to empower your party,
right.
And that's great. I'm not one of you. I like to. I'm going to try to take the best person I can, and sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. And you know, I think there's so few issues to me that are so important that I will come out in favor of them. And so, you know, this one is, and this one, And we've supported these guys from the beginning. When they tried to get it on the ballot last year, we, you know, supported the signature drive and everything. And I'm still behind that. And I hope it passes. And then when Sylvester Turner starts saying, well, we have to lay people off, say, no, do your job. 409, I vote for whoever texted me the least. Yeah, that would eliminate O'Rourke if we were using that. And you know what? Even Saturday, there was a guy who came by a couple weeks ago and you know, basically was saying, hey, you know, I'm for Beto. Will you come? Listen, man, my mind's made up on how I'm voting on that. You know, well, how about you do early voting? It's like, no, I'm not doing early voting, but thank you. Guy comes back Saturday, exact same guy. Mispronounces my name the same way. I'm like, dude, you came here a week ago. I told you then. My mind is already made up on that race. Thanks for coming by. Can we count on your vote? You can count on me voting.
I will be voting.
Yeah. Yes. And, you know, I know they're trying to keep track, but, you know, that's not something I was willing to share because I'm not really a fan of either candidate. I think one is lesser of an evil than the other. But I don't, you know, we'll find out. The funny part, too, was, I don't know that, I'm kind of curious to see if any of that matters.
If any of what matters?
If any of the stuff that Beto was doing matters.
Oh, like the campaigning?
Yeah. Because, I like the strategy of it, but I just kind of feel like – I still feel like it's going to be a rout.
I kind of do, too. I feel like if anything that Beto did during this campaign is going to mean anything, I think it was him traveling to every county in the state and talking to people there, which is something Ted Cruz never did. Ted Cruz didn't even do that when he was running for president here. And I think the ad – of all the political ads I saw, and I think there's a lot – like. This guy believes this on, and this guy doesn't want a wall.
And by the
this
way,
this guy wants the wall.
By the way, if you actually research, almost all that's lies.
Yeah,
none of it's true.
But the one thing that Beto made an ad that basically pointed out that Ted Cruz missed over half the votes in Senate over the last 4 years, half of it because he was running for president, half of it for other reasons. And it's like you're that's a senator who you paid a full salary to do half the job. And to me, that was a pretty effective ad that he made.
Yeah, and in the Senate, especially, those votes mean a hell of a lot more.
No doubt.
Because, you know, there's 100 of those.
And if you think, and there were, you know, I think maybe we talked about this on the show, or maybe I just blabbed about it with my wife, Jason Whitlock going after LeBron for wearing a Beto hat at a post-game interview.
Yeah.
And he was like, LeBron has nothing to do with Texas. It's like, Do you really think a United States Senate race only affects Texas? Because if you do, you're a dumb.
Yeah. In fact, it affects the country more than it does the state, frankly. Those guys aren't dealing with state issues there.
No.
2-1, legit question. Two-party system is whack. If you vote for a person who isn't a Republican or a Democrat, then how can people be upset for people who don't vote? Outcome is pretty much the same, especially if you don't like either candidate. I think we need a third party here. I've said that all along. I'd like to see the Libertarian Party get strong enough. I don't think
the only way it'll happen is if people who believe that way vote that way.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are scared to vote that way because they think they're just wasting a vote. So I recommend you do the research, and if your beliefs line up that way, then vote that way. Because the only way to ever change it, to ever get momentum rolling on a third party that's not crazy far left or crazy far right, which that's basically what the Democratic and Republican parties have turned into, lunatics.
Yeah, exactly.
Then, you know, then do some research and see if that fits you. And if it does, use your vote. That's your voice, man, to say, this is what I believe. I'm different than these guys and these guys.
Yeah, I like this. And I don't want to make it sound like I like everything better in Canada because I don't. It's too damn cold. But their party system up there is much better than ours. They have multiple parties. There's really two main ones, but there's a third party that does pretty well. And, you know, in Quebec, they have a party that's very successful. So it's you have plenty of choices. The problem that happens sometimes is the two liberal parties up there, they'll start splitting the votes sometimes. Because they're not all that they're not as different as they need to be in some issues. And I think that could be a problem. But I do think we have room for a party here that is, you know, has social conscience, but is also also fiscally conservative.
Yeah.
And I think there's room for that. That's what the, well, really both parties have been that at times. That's not what either one of them is now.
No. It's like you got to be one or the other.
Yeah. And that's, you know, that's not most people, but oh well. I've always wanted to start a party and do that, but I just don't, you know, I don't think it's too much work. I get excited about it around Election Day, and I'm like, screw it. Lamont asked, what are the odds Jerome Solomon will be on the show today? 50-50.
Yeah, coin flip.
Mm.
He might be voting.
Yeah, he probably is. Longhorn Dimitri said, just voted, missed a segment and a half, no line at all. That's good. Yeah, if you can get out there now, and by the way, if you're an employer and your employees want to get out and vote and they're worried about getting there in time, maybe let them go a little early today. It's not going to hurt anything.
I also saw, I thought Patrick Creighton tweeted out that he was being asked to vote at a Baptist church, and he was like, I don't have anything against Baptists, but it just seems weird to be voting at a church. Well, dude, you got to consider, there's not a lot of buildings big enough to hold these things that aren't busy on a Tuesday afternoon.
Yeah.
Like, most businesses aren't going to be like, yeah, you can use my giant space for free all day. No big deal. Churches are willing to do that. If we could do it at schools, that'd be great. But guess what? There's kids at school.
And that's the thing. Ours was at a high school, and yeah. So there were kids going to school there, and they were having a hard time getting in because of the line, yeah, so I felt kind of bad for them.
Like, you're asking people, to me, churches are, if they're opening their doors for it, by all means, we need places to do this. And they're not going to lose any business on a Tuesday afternoon. So,
yeah, I mean.
But my wife made the point, what if they made a mosque a polling station?
Ooh.
How many people would lose their minds over that?
Hmm.
I thought that was funny, but I mean, it's true.
Yeah.
But yeah, I appreciate any place that's willing to open their doors to let people
and
vote.
And somebody brought up a really good point on here. Harvey wiped out a lot of polling centers.
Yeah.
I mean, we're still dealing with that here.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think you want something that's convenient for people to get to so they can vote. I mean, that you should make it as easy as possible on people to get there. So if that happens to be a church, so be it. It doesn't bother me. If it's a mosque, it wouldn't bother me either. But... Yeah,
but you're half Arab, so that's okay for you.
Yeah, well, only half.
Those of us with white privilege only want to vote.
Longhorn Dimitri says there should be no parties. Just I agree with that, but then you know again,
where are people going to get their money from to campaign? That's the thing.
We're just kind of stuck with the system. And Lamont says, I believe the U.S. government should stop taxing people who refuse to vote. I don't vote, and I don't believe in lesser two evils. The outcome's still evil. It's crazy logic. You still have to participate in the society, though.
Right. You still use the roads.
You're still going to need police or firemen to come out to your home.
Your kids are still going to go to school. Like,
So you still have to pay taxes.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Maybe they should give you like a 1% discount, though. I do believe that.
I think encouraging people not to vote is a great idea. Let's give them a financial incentive not to vote.
Yeah, 1% tax break. Unless you're the ultra rich, then you get a 20% tax break. How about that?
I like that idea.
Yeah.
I'm gonna stop voting.
You're lucky. You're amongst the ultra rich. I'm in the poor. Jong and I are in the poorhouse.
Uh-huh.
All right, guys. There are a lot of energy providers out there. Always different offers ranging from free weekends, free days, cash bonuses. The list goes on and on. And you may have fallen for one of these offers and then months later found out you're paying a higher rate or they're throwing additional fees on your bill. Not Tri-Eagle. They keep it simple. The rate you see, that's the rate you pay. End of discussion. No gimmicks, no minimum usage fees, no charges for going over a certain amount of electricity. It's just good, honest business from a good, honest, born in Texas company. Give them a call. See what they can do for you. 877-93-EAGLE. Or log on to TriEagleEnergy.com. Use promo code ESPN. You'll get yourself an additional discount. That's 877-93-EAGLE. Or log on to TriEagleEnergy.com. Promo code ESPN. PUCT license number 10064.
Is ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. Happy Tuesday. Kids Meal is an organization dedicated to feeding our city's preschoolers. When big brother or sister goes off to school, they get a school lunch, but the little ones are left hungry at home. It's ESPN Day on November 15th at Kids Meals, and we're making lunches for over 2,700 Houstonian kids. It's just 3 hours of your time, 9 a.m. to noon, and you'll put a smile on a toddler's face and a healthy lunch in their belly. You can get involved. Just email Michelle, lunch at ESPN.com. Excuse me, lunch at ESPN.com. Can't make it on our day? Schedule a day of your own at KidsMealsInc.org. That's a pretty cool thing that we're involved
with.
Jong, I think you accidentally gave me contest winner sheets as opposed to things to read here. So, I was going to give something away, but then I saw, oh, that's the winner sheet. So, man, as other countries' election days fall on weekends, do you think that could work here in the States?
I think people would be too. I mean, I don't think that would make any more people turn out to vote.
Really?
I don't think so.
And people work, man. And I know you're, and people are saying, a lot of people on Twitter are saying, well, they.
Most people don't work a 12-hour day, though.
No, but it's still not easy.
And the people who work 12-hour days, they probably work weekends too.
Yeah, maybe. But I don't know why it's always been Tuesday. I think we should make those days holidays, frankly. That's the easiest way to do it. That way, if you have to work, you get overtime.
Yeah.
I'm with AJ. I just want to be able to smoke weed and carry a firearm to my gay friend's wedding.
That's vote it,
libertarian. yeah, and it's somebody said, why is it bad not to vote? I'm a voter, but I strongly believe that uneducated voting is a recipe for disaster. That's why we've been talking about it. If you don't know the races, don't vote on them.
But there's also plenty of material out there that you can brush up on.
Man, it's not easy. I get it. It takes work to go and research all this stuff, to find somebody who's going to fit what you want what policies that you believe in. And you know, the reality is, yeah, it's a lot of work. There's no question. But if you don't know the race, it's still better because there's always going to be something you care about. And even if the only thing you do is go vote on Beto versus Cruz, you've still done something.
Yep.
And to me, that's important because as much as I say there's a bunch of candidates that I don't like, if you can't find one thing on that ballot that means something to you, now you know what? Prop A, we should have had that a long time ago.
I'm surprised that there wasn't a lot of, I heard so much about Prop B. I would think Prop A would be, I mean, that's something that's in everybody's best interest,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely. And
maybe it was just too much of a slam dunk to even be worth talking about.
Yeah, I think it was. I hope it was, because I mean that was kind of a no-brainer. But then again, Prop B is a no-brainer for me too. But that's different. Not everybody agrees, and that's cool. But I really do.
I mean, I think everybody can agree we don't want our city to flood.
No. I think fixing that.
That's a priority for everybody.
Yeah. Okay. So that's one I will admit that I voted for. if you want to know the truth, I'm not revealing too much here. But both propositions got the yes vote for me.
Okay.
How's that? Disco says, actually, the Democratic Party here is closer to center. It's really annoying. And if no one votes to hold these parties accountable, we will continue to have a lesser of two evils situation. The interesting part about the Democratic Party in this state historically, you go back, say, it's probably about 25 years now, maybe a little more. There was no Republican Party. And so the Democratic Party was extremely conservative. That's how we grew up, as Democrats, but very conservative Democrats. So I think there's still a little bit of that here.
Do you want to know why election day's on Tuesdays?
Yes.
Yes.
In 1845, the United States was a largely an agrarian society. Farmers often needed a full day to travel by horse-drawn vehicles to the county seat to vote. Tuesday was established as election day because it did not interfere with the biblical Sabbath or with market day, which was on Wednesdays in many towns.
Hmm.
Well, there you go, Fred. That explains everything. We didn't want to miss Market Day or the biblical Sabbath.
There's too many things in this country that are tied to the 1800s still.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of people tell me they're working 12-hour days, which I believe. I mean,
but also a lot of people that work, most Well, I don't know. I would say most people that work 12-hour days don't work from 7 A to 7 P. It's usually noon to midnight, midnight to noon or something like that.
Yeah, I guess it depends. If you're doing shift work, it could be anything.
Yeah, I guess so.
So.
What do I know?
Indeed.
What do I know? I'm here breaking rocks every day.
Yeah. Like your life is so hard.
Yeah, listen. I mean, nothing's easy around here, Fred. That's why.
Well, what would make it more easy? Like.
If they would shorten my hours.
No, I thought maybe if they were going to clean up your place or something.
No, Dirt Free does that. guys, your floors and upholsteries took a beating over the summertime when the kids were out of school. Get them looking nice before the holidays. Take advantage of Dirt Free Carpet Cleaning's fall special. 3 rooms of carpet or tile clean for just $100 plus a free speed dry. Nowadays, the sleek, lighter colored fabrics and carpets, that's what's in. But you got to keep them clean or they look beat up. Get Dirt Free's fall special, 3 rooms of carpet or tile clean for $100. Give them a call, 281-DIRT-FREE. Go chemical free with Dirt Free Carpet. They're using no soaps, no unhealthy dirt attracting chemicals. They've been doing this for over 30 years, cleaning upholstery, floors, oriental rugs, even your air ducts. Call them now, 281-DIRT-FREE. Tell them you heard it here on ESPN 97.5. Get 3 rooms of carpet or tile clean for just $100. It's 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373 for Dirt-Free Carpet.
Never go back to the AM dial.
Your home for sports is only on FM.
With ESPN 97.5.
And Sports Map 94.1.